Hello, everybody. This is Chandradasa from the Buddhist Center Online, and here we are, live, coming from Aryaloka Buddhist Center in the snowy woods deep in New Hampshire in the United States, on the eastern seaboard. It's below freezing, but we're all very happy because there's a dedication ceremony today for a stupa to Dardo Rinpoche, a very beautiful Tibetan style made by artisans, stupa, which has been erected over the last year or so. And today it's being formally dedicated by Dardo Tulku Rinpoche. And I'm here with some friends just to say hello as we get started and capture a little bit of the flavour of people arriving.
Hi, good morning. This is Jean, and I am here at Aryaloka, and we are just over the moon excited. This happened, the discussion a couple years ago, and we really saw it as this huge monumental project, and how are we going to do it? And there was a group of people who really just unbelievably made it happen, and it's just magical.
It is really magic, isn't it?
Yes.
From a dream to something very real. And this is Barry, who's helping.
Hi.
He's running around, do things.
I'm trying to remain mindful. I could talk about the stupa for hours and hours because I really have an emotional connection with it that surprised me very much. And I had the honor and privilege of picking up Dardo Rinpoche and Sursing at the airport and spending the evening with them, and just... wonderful people, both of them, and I really, really look forward to this ceremony and continuing to connect with the stupa and all of the metta and the lineage that goes with it. It's incredible.
Fantastic. And Steve up from Boston.
Hi, I'm Steve Wade. I was kind of indifferent about the stupa at first when I heard about it, but then I was on retreat here and I really enjoyed, like Barry said, its connection to the lineage. And when I was also in Padmaloka at the stupa, it reminded me when I was present then. So I'm actually, I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, that's great. Now, a couple of years ago, in fact, about 3 years ago, I think, I was lucky enough to pick up the ashes of Dardo Rinpoche from Suvadra in the UK, who keeps Dardo Rinpoche's ashes. And some of those ashes are now in the stupa. And I think it's the fifth stupa in Tri Ratna, which has got some of Dardo Rinpoche's ashes. We've got some in Australia, we've got some in the UK, and now we have some in the USA.
One quick thing. This is Jean again. Bodhi Lokchana, who has left us, was very much committed to Dardo Rinpoche, and this was her dream. And I think this also is an important dimension of today, and that's our hope that she realizes that her dream has now been manifested, and it's really a tribute to her, too.
That's right. I remember sitting having lunch with Bodhi Lokchana and her sketching out the idea of the stupa, and we were just like, how on earth is that going to happen? But her good friend Varigita, who sadly is not well today and has to be missed the weekend, she has worked tirelessly to make this happen over the last couple of years. So as much as anything, this day is dedicated to the memory of Bodhi Lokchana and to Varigita. But we'll be with you throughout the day with lots of little bits of ritual. Hopefully some more words from these lovely people. For now, that's all. Bye-bye.